The Trump administration has directed the National Park Service in Alaska and the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge to reconsider bans on certain state-allowed game harvest techniques. July 14th memos from Acting Assistant Secretary for Fish and Wildlife and Parks, Virginia Johnson, to the directors of the two Alaska entities tell them to initiate a new rulemaking process in light of effects on sport and commercial hunting and trapping. In an email response to a request for comment, Interior Department Press Secretary Heather Swift says there is no predetermined outcome of the reviews and that, quote, the department is committed to working with the people of Alaska on how to best manage their wildlife and habitat. The reviews mean second looks at regulations banning a range of state-allowed harvest practices, including taking black bears with artificial light at den sites, killing of brown and black bears over bait, use of dogs to hunt black bears, harvest of wolves and coyotes during denning season, and killing swimming caribou or taking them from a motorboat while under power. National Park Service Alaska Region spokesman John Quinley says the agency will have to do over the rulemaking process used for development of the current regulations.
To go back out to the public, I can't speculate on what any new proposed rule might include, but public input is going to be a key part of the process.
Quinley says the majority of comments received during the first go-around were in favor of the regulations banning the harvest practices.
But rulemaking is not a voting contest.
Targeting predators and managing them to scarcity is not consistent with the purposes of the refuge and preserve lands.
Pat Lavin is the Alaska representative for the group Defenders of Wildlife.
It's troubling to see that we're reopening this whole issue so shortly after the regulations were completed on this front. But we'll participate again, and I'm sure the public will as well. And I hope that the new administration will be open to outcomes that are not inconsistent with their own statutory obligations and with what the public wants.
Defenders of Wildlife is one of several environmental groups fighting a state of Alaska filed suit aimed at turning back the regulations. The state constitution calls for managing fish and game for sustained yield, while the Park Service mission is to provide for natural diversity, conflicting mandates central to a broader debate over states' rights. Executive Director of the Alaska Outdoor Council, Rod Arno, refers to guarantees included in the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act that created many of Alaska's federal preserves and refuges.
To make sure that the state of Alaska would remain the authority on management of fish and game on federal lands. And what the Department of Interior did in the last 8 years through policy is, you know, directly contrary to what that federal legislation says.
Arno says hunting, trapping is common on federal lands in Alaska, especially road accessible portions of the 70 million acres set aside in national preserves. Earlier this year, Congress repealed harvest technique bans in other U.S. fish and wildlife refuges in Alaska using the Congressional Review Act. But the Park Service and Kenai Refuge rules fall outside the action timeframe allowed under that law.